have any accidents, Maria, on the Valley freeways, but we do have lingering delays. Southbound on I-15 between the I-80-201 interchange through Sandy, you only get a short break in the action before more slowdowns approaching Bangor Highway. Northbound I-15, also seeing spots of heavy and slow traffic, Sandy and Midvale. Had an accident reported eastbound on I-80 just after State Street. Not seeing it in the UDOT cameras, but transitioning from I-15 to eastbound I-80 has been stacked up and slow. We still have delays westbound on the 21st South Freeway just after Bangor Highway to Magna. Lynn Thomas?
Well, making a move on the Bangor Highway, slowing from the 201 freeway down to 4700 South in Kearns. 5600 West is slow as well from California down to about 3500 South. Over the Port of the Mountain, that delay there is just getting a little bit thicker. It's not really growing in distance, but it is thick right there between the quarry and Thanksgiving Point, and then a little further south in Lehigh. Northbound through the valley, Utah Valley, that is, it's looking pretty good. A little bit of slowing in the Linden area up to Pleasant Grove. Mark?
Ooh, ugly delays, both on 215 at the north end, headed up to about 1700 north. Crash both sides of the road has been causing that. And then on I-15, crawling up out of South Salt Lake, all the way up to the north interchange. Slow mostly the entire way. Stretch of heavy traffic briefly at Parrish Lane, then from Shepherd Lane to Layton Hills Mall. You've got heavy traffic on northbound I-15 to Davis County. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.